Okay, last couple of times we did something on the parsha. I figured now we'll try to do something a little different. We'll talk a little halacha. So maybe we'll discuss the halachas of someone who comes late to davening. Now, the reason I figured it's a good time to talk about it is that now is a time with a lot of makeshift minyanim going on, and people aren't so sure of the times, or people are a little more lax with their times. So it's good to review these halachas, even if you knew them a little bit or you are an expert in them. It's kedai just for the learning sake of it. So when it comes to shacharis, our main goal, when we talk about tefillah b'tzibur, and really when it comes to all tefillos, our main goal when it comes to tefillah b'tzibur is that a person should be davening Shmona Esrei at the same time as nine other people, meaning in this case nine other males over bar mitzvah is considered davening with a minyan. Now there are other inyanim that are called barm shebekedusha that you need to have a minyan of men as well in order to say them, like Kaddish Kedusha and Baruch Hu, but that is not the point of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Tefillah B'Tzibur means I'm davening Shmona Esrei as a group of 10 men over the age of bar mitzvah. That's the definition of Tefillah B'Tzibur. So that should be a goal of anybody who wants to join a minyan, is that he should be davening Shmona Esrei at the same time. Now, there's different levels of Kiyum of Tefillah B'Tzibur, but the best thing is to be starting the Shmona Esrei at the exact same time as the other members of the Tzibur. That's the Iker Kiyum of Tefillah B'Tzibur. However, you have a number of other considerations when it comes to davening Shacharis, meaning Shacharis consists of many parts. What we call Shachar starts with Birkas HaShachar, and Birkas HaTorah, and Korbanos, and Sukkah DeZimra, and Birkas Kriyashma, and then you have Shmona Esrei, which is what the Gemara calls Tefillah. When we say Tefillah B'Tzibur, that's what we mean. And then after Shmona Esrei, you have Tachanun, and then you have Ashrei V'Letzion, and then you have Aleinu and the Yom. So these are all different segments that we just lump them all together. We call them Shachars. So in reality, when a person daven Shachars, he has certain considerations. He needs to say all the brachas in the morning, obviously. He needs to say Psukkah Dezimra. And he needs to daven Birchas Kriyashma all before he gets to Shmona Esrei. Now, when it comes to this, certain parts can be dispensed with in favor of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Meaning, if I come to shul and I realize I'm not going to make it to Shmona Esrei, and I'm not going to be starting my Shmona Esrei together with the Tzibur, so then I'm allowed to do away with certain parts of Psukkah DeZimra in order that I try to make it to Shmona Esrei at the same time as the rest of the Tzibur. So technically, I'm allowed to get rid of all of Psukkah DeZimra if I'm coming to shul and they're already almost up to Baruch Hu and they're already almost starting to say the Birkas Kriyashma. I'm already allowed to skip all of Psukkah DeZimra as long as I said the basics, as long as I said some of the brachos in the morning and Birkas HaTorah, then I'm allowed to already jump straight to Birchos Kriyashma, starting with Yotzer or Avorei Choshech. And I can go straight through, provided that it's going to help me make Tefillah B'Tzibur. Now, a lot of times people come late to davening, and since they're late, what they'll do is they'll just say an abridged version of Psukkah DeZimra to begin with. This is not permitted. The only reason to ever say an abridged version of Psukkah DeZimra is in order that you make Tefillah B'Tzibur. But if you're not going to make Tefillah B'Tzibur anyway, or you already missed Tefillah B'Tzibur, you're just davening later in the day, b'yichidus, there is no inyan of skipping anything in Psukkah DeZimra. Psukkah DeZimra, the main parts of it are obviously the brachos at the beginning, which is and the end, which is Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach, and the most important part in the middle is Ashrei. So if you have to skip certain parts of Psukkah DeZimra, the minimum that you can say in order that it's considered that you said any part of Psukkah DeZimra is Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, and Yishtava. The next most important part are the Halukas, and you could look in the Shulchan Aruch, they discuss which parts are more indispensable than others when it comes after that. Bottom line is, you should try at best, if you can still say Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, the Halukas, and Yishtabach, so then you got a kiyum of the Iker part of Psukkah DeZimra, but obviously you should try to say all of it by coming on time as much as possible. Now, if I can't say any of Psukkah DeZimra, and I come to shul, and they're already in the middle of Birkas Kriyashma, which means by the time I'm ready to daven, they'll be up to Ava Rabba, they'll be up to Shema, then you really just have to start davening from the beginning, and you have to say everything. What's the reason for this? It's because in Shacharis, you can't skip the Birkos Kriyashma and go straight to the Shmona Esrei. Why is this? Because there's another inyan which trumps even Tefillah B'Tzibur in Shacharis, which is called Smichas Geula L'Tefillah. Smichas Geula L'Tefillah means that I want to say the Goal Yisro, which is the ending part of the Birkos Kriya Shema right and lead right into Shmona Esrei. That's why you're masmich. You say it right next to the tefillah, which is the Shmona Esrei. So you can't do away with smichas geula tefillah in shacharis. It's even more important than davening Shmona Esrei with a minyan, and therefore you have to have smichas geula tefillah. You have to start at minimum from the beginning of Birkos Kriya Shema. You can't substitute some of the Birkos Kriya Shema for others, and you can't skip to the end of Birkos Kriya Shema. So you have to start with the bracha of Yotzei Or, end with the bracha of Goel Yisrael, and go straight into Shmona Esrei. You can't do less than that. And therefore, if you come to shul later, then it's going to give you enough time to say that. Sometimes you show up to shul, they're up to Vayivarech David. By the time you get your talis and tefillin on, and you're ready to daven, they're going to be in the middle of Birkos Kriya Shema. You're not going to make it. And therefore, you have to start already right at the beginning and say everything all the way through, because you're going to lose out on Smichas Geula Tefillah. Now, there's a little bit different when it comes to Maariv. When it comes to Maariv, Tefillah B'Tzibur is more important than Smichas Geula Tefillah. There is an inyan of Smichas Geula Tefillah by Maariv, but it's not as important at night as it is in the morning. And therefore, if you come to shul and they're in the middle of Birkos Kriya Shema, you should actually wait until they get up to Shmona Esrei and then say the Shmona Esrei together with the Tzibur. And then after everyone is done davening, you can then start from Asher B'Dvaro Maariv Aravim and end off Shomer Ma'israel Ad or Amalek B'Chvodod, etc. So you can finish off the Maariv, the separate from the rest of the Shmona Esrei after the Tzibur is already finished. That's because at night it's more important to daven. It's more important to daven the Tzibur than it is to do Smichas Geula Tefillah. But during the morning you can't get away with that. So that's basically what you have to do if you come late to Shacharis or Maariv. What about Mincha? So Mincha is a little bit different because there's very little introduction. Now the rule with Tefillah B'Tzibur is, it's important to start Shmona Esrei together with the rest of the Tzibur. But let's say you show up to Mincha and the Tzibur is already in the middle of Shmona Esrei. So now you're weighing in additional factors. Now you're weighing in missing Kedusha with the Tzibur because you're going to be in the middle of Shmona Esrei. So the halacha is, if you can daven Shmona Esrei and still finish with the rest of the Tzibur, this is assuming that Tzibur davens very slowly. You certainly should not rush your tefillah and not say the words properly in order to make it to Kedusha together with the Tzibur. That goes without saying. But assuming you're going to a very slow-paced Shmona Esrei, and the Tzibur davens very slowly, and it's shy for you to actually pronounce the words clearly and still make it to Kedusha that you can answer with the Tzibur, then you should start your Shmona Esrei together with the, or while the Tzibur is davening, you should start Mincha. However, which is more likely, that if you already started Shmona Esrei late, you're not going to make it to answer Kedusha with the Shliach Tzibur, then you should wait. What you should wait and do is, you should wait till the Chazan starts repeating the Shmona Esrei, and then start the Shmona Esrei exactly with him. So now that's a partial kiyum in the Tefillah B'Tzibur, and you're going to be allowed to answer Kedusha. What are you allowed to answer at that point? You're allowed to say, as the Chazan says, Baruch Adah Hashem Chayei HaMeisim, you're supposed to sit and wait for him to say Nekadesh, and then as soon as he's done, you can answer Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kivod Hashem Imkomo, and then Yimloch. You can say all three of those, and then when he continues L'dor V'dor Nagid God Lecha, assuming you daven Eschach Ashkenaz, he says L'dor V'dor, you should say L'dor V'dor together with him, and then when you get to Baruch Atah Hashem Akela Kadosh, you continue davening at your own pace. So just to review, if you come late to Shacharis, you should say Baruch Shamar, Ashrei Haluka Zishtavach, as much of that as possible. You can't say any less than those three things, Baruch Shamar, Ashrei Shtavach, otherwise Pesukei Zimra doesn't count. If you're really late, you could skip straight to Birkos Kriya Shema, provided you're going to be able to start the Shmona Esrei together with the Tzibur, having said all the Birkos Kriya Shema. If you're not going to be able to do that, then you should just start davening from the beginning, and you won't be Yotzei Tefillah B'Tzibur because it's more important to do Smichas Geula Tefillah. That's Shacharis. What about Mincha? Mincha, if you come late enough, early enough that you're going to finish the Shmona Esrei and still be able to answer Kedusha, then you should do so. Start the Shmona Esrei as soon as you get there. If not, wait for the Shliach Tzibur to start going over the Shmona Esrei and then daven with him. And then Maariv, it depends. If you're going to be able to say the Birkos Kriya Shema and start with the Tzibur, then do that. But if you're not going to be able to say all the Birkos Kriya Shema and then start with the Tzibur, you should wait until the Tzibur gets up to Shmon Esrei, daven Shmon Esrei with them, and then say Birkos Kriya Shema afterwards.